My name is Ann Turner, and I'm the owner of Hair du Jour Salon, located in West Philadelphia. I specialize in hair care and hair loss. I'm also the president of the 63rd Street Business Association. My day is usually about hair care and hair loss. I created a hair loss all-natural product, so I've been promoting that until COVID happened. Then after that, I started advocating for the barbershops and hair salons, and then, of course, advocating for all the businesses on 63rd Street. So that's been my, I want to say, full-time job during COVID to make sure that all small businesses are in the loop. I did receive the PPP. I was denied 3 times, so I just kept fighting for it. Right now, yeah, it's a lot of, even with the EIDL, you know, it's a lot of small businesses, if you don't know how to do the paperwork or, you know, just some of the hoops that you got to go through if you're a mom-and-pop business, they make it very challenging because most of the lucrative businesses, if you have more than 5 employees, you're more likely to get access. So I was finding, a lot of our small businesses was finding that we wasn't getting the resources because our numbers were low. So I think HR is vital during this COVID time because so many people are, number one, afraid to work. And if they're getting unemployment, they're really not in no rush to work. So trying to find the right people that just don't want to lean on the system. So we're trying to work on revitalization now. So the rebuild has to be robust because so many of us are unemployed. So we actually have to get uneducated people back into the workforce. I would see our future as a manufacturing company, creating our own products that's designed by us, for us. But we're doing it in a new way, like 2020, using the younger generation for social media. I have a few interns, and I did research, and I said, find out how much Instagram earned a year. And for a 15-year-old, he had no idea that they made $100 billion a year. And that's come from us watching and researching and sitting on social media. So I want to hold some of those big companies accountable for helping our revitalization process, Facebook included. So that's some of the things that I'm trying to teach the younger generation.